All the celebrations of Christmas, a new year. After a good time of rest and vacations, at least for me, back home and with my family, we are back to what is called ordinary time. But being honest, it is no ordinary time. By the contrary, it is an extraordinary time where we all have the opportunity to learn and to know about the love of God for us, His people, and to discover along the year, along the liturgical year, new elements and new calls from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. So it's no longer ordinary time. It is an extraordinary time. At the readings today, we can see how God called Samuel to be his prophet in a very personal and unique revelation that even required the help of a man, Eli, with the knowledge an experience about God and his ways to reveal his will. Without Eli, Samuel wasn't able to knew who was calling him. Then at the gospel, we see some disciples of John the Baptist following Jesus. And we also can see how Jesus questioned them about their intention. What are you looking for? And how he called them to follow him, to be his disciples. Come and see. Come and experience yourself about me. Where do I live, or what kind of teaching is what I deliver? We all have also our own experience of God, our own call. Perhaps it is not as extraordinary as the one of Samuel, or not like the one of the apostles at the gospel. And there is no a pattern to follow in how God can reveal himself to us, or how he can call us. There is no a model to follow. He is free, and he can reveal in any sense to us. But to have that experience, it is very important for our Christian life. In fact, it is the foundation of our belief and of our personal way of life and our personal faith. We know that the foundation of our faith is the resurrection of Jesus. That is the principle. But to experience Jesus in our life become my foundation for myself. When I was maybe 10 or 11, In my country, the religious education is different. We don't follow the as is done here. We are trained for First Communion, and then a few years after, we are trained for confirmation. So I was about to receive First Communion. And my pastor, the pastor at that time in my parish, he was looking for altar servers. And then my teacher recommended me to be an altar server because I wasn't too quiet and I wasn't too shy. All the time I had been kind of show off, so he recommended me. And then the pastor came to me and said, "Hey, Orlando, your teacher recommended you. You want to be an altar server?" And I say, "What is that?" He said, "Oh, you had not paid attention. Those boys serving with the Father in the altar." I say, "Oh, okay. Let's do it." Then I begin the process, attending Mass every day, listening to the gospel, and serving very close to the altar, even sometimes twice a day. My house wasn't too far from the parish. It was like 2-3 blocks from the parish, so I could walk. It was very easy. And then the priests in my parish, they were missionaries, the Redemptorist Fathers. And one of the priests that I was serving all the time was a foreign priest from Spain. An old priest, but a foreign missionary. And then I begin to think about that. To think about being a priest and being a missionary. Then years pass. I was very involved in my parish and all kind of activities with the youth, with the children. And there were missions in my parish. And they sent us to different little towns, especially for Christmas and Holy Week. And that is why I developed my call to be a missionary priest. Then when the time came, I had to decide to go to the seminary, and my mother was ready. Two of my sisters had already gone to the religious life, but that was a crisis for my father. He got depressed and he was all down. So I was afraid to go because he will be depressed. So I waited for 1 year. I was still very young, I was 18. So when I was 19, I decided to go to the seminary. And I mentioned to my mother, "Mother, I am going to the seminary." And she said, "Oh, everything is ready. You have it, everything is ready." Because you had to bring many things to the seminary. Your beddings and your clothes and your uniform and many things. But she had everything ready. I say, "Why do you have everything ready?" She said, "Oh, I know, I knew." Anyway, I went to the seminary and I finished the formation, and then I was ordained to be a missionary priest. And I have been a missionary priest my whole life. 22 years in different missions, and now here in the United States, that for me is also a mission. That is my own experience. But I am sure that you have also your own experience. How had you experienced Jesus in your life? Today, we are challenged to reflect about our own call and our own experience of God, knowing that He continually called us. He called me when I was a little one, through my pastor, through my parish priest, who called me to serve in the altar. But he has called me many times in my life. Any time that my superiors call me and say, hey, are you ready to go to Thailand? Are you ready to go to the Philippines? Are you ready to go to serve in the forest in your own country? And God continue calling me along my life. So he continually call us and give us new tasks and new missions, all related with our original call and experience. Come and see. Come and experience yourself. Don't allow yourself to others let you know how it is. You have to go and see yourself. It is essential for our faith, our own experience about Jesus. It is not only intellectual knowledge about him. You can read many books about Jesus, old ones and new ones, and written for all kinds of saints, San Faustina or San Thomas or San Augustine. But that is their experience. It is about to take the chance and to live it yourself. It is what we have lived with him in our own life. He is the one who called us to be his disciples. He is the one who strengthened us, feed us, and encourage us in our own way of life. We all are called to discern every day what is the will of God for us, for our families, for our community, and to have the generosity to follow it in our own life. And like Eli, the priest at the temple, we can help and guide others to find about God, to experience his love, to experience his mercy and compassion. We can help and find others to find out about his own call. We can encourage others, especially the young members of our community, to search out and find out their own vocation, their own call, and to help them answer it with faith and generosity. Merciful Father, help us to find out your will and plans for us. Give us a strong faith and generosity to follow it in our daily life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.